This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
OTA started yesterday, so that's exciting. And, you know, of all the things, right, of all the things that we could talk about, of all the goodness happening with that and players showing up and us feeling that we're getting one step closer to the season, we got this. We got these words from Kenny Pickett.
He's honest. He's out front about it. And you know, he's a fan now, and he's pulling for us. And it was really cool to, you know, to hear him say that and to get a chance to, you know, be at his house and meet his kids, meet his wife, and you know, get to know him a little bit better. So I think we're just going to continue to build on that relationship and, you know, reach out if I have any questions. And he's, you know, he said he'll be texting me. So I'm excited to go into year two with another guy, you know, in my corner, you know, pulling for me.
Can you guess what he's talking about? Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger's comments. It's frustrating to hear that. It's so frustrating to hear that. We didn't need to hear that. I hate that Kenny Pickett has to address that now, and he's doing it in a wonderful manner. He's doing it with a lot of poise, and so far through the first year now, over a year that he's been a part of the Steelers organization, I think he's held himself very well in the public eye. But, like, we don't need these questions. We don't need Kenny Pickett to be able to respond. I mean, I'm glad that him and Ben can have a comfortable relationship of sorts. Like, yeah, let's bring Ben Roethlisberger on the bandwagon. Like, we really need Ben Roethlisberger to be on that. I mean, the Steelers are going to move on with or without him. It's just, oh, it's great that Ben Roethlisberger and Kenny Pickett have a great relationship because Ben Roethlisberger had a lot of courage and came out and said, I wasn't rooting for him at first. I hate that. Of all the things, Kenny doesn't need to address that. Ben never needed to say it in that public forum. We as Steeler fans come to expect that. And there are some people out there defending Ben's comments and saying, oh, I'd rather have honesty than anything else. But nobody asked him to say that in the first place. And he had a choice. And it's not like you can be honest with yourself in private in that case. You could not say, you could even be honest with him in private. You just go on your podcast like, yeah, I wasn't rooting for him at first, you know, because I don't want people to forget about me. And that's so Ben. Other people in the nation did not understand. They were a little bit more upset at Ben. But, like, you know, maybe you should be a little bit upset. And I hate that now this has to linger into OTAs. Because now it's like, okay, well, now Kenny has to answer for that. And now we get a soundbite, and now we get questions. And, I mean, I really hope that this is the last of those questions, because that's just, it's infuriating to me. I hate when people have to get asked questions that don't matter, and in this case, Ben Roethlisberger's comments should not matter. Ever, at any point in time, at all. Never. Just infuriating. I can't get over it. I struggle to get over it. Ben's got to go away. Or, I mean, we all just got to take what he says at entertainment value and not really scrutinize it so much. Because he's doing these things just to stay, like, who thought that, there's no way he thought that Pittsburgh was going to forget about him and his legacy and, you know, just because the new quarterback's in there and he's a highly anticipated quarterback. He knew what he was doing. He knew. He's known what he's been doing for a long time. Sorry to go on a rant about this, and I even said yesterday, I think, that I didn't want to talk about it anymore. But the fact that I go in and I check the computer today, and one of the sound bites from Kenny Pickett, one of the sound bites from Kenny Pickett. One of the comments he made was about Ben's comments, Ben's words. And then I listened to it and I'm like, I can't believe this young man has to answer for such nonsense. That's what it is. It's nonsense. Ben's comments are nonsense. I mean, I heard Donnie Football. I like Donnie. Okay, not necessarily a slight on him, but I saw him say on Twitter that it's human nature. That these comments are human nature. It's human nature to think that way. Yes, it's human nature to think that way. But not necessarily to say the words on your nationally consumed podcast. That's the whole difference. And that's why it's so frustrating, because, you know, we in Pittsburgh come to expect that, and we're like, oh, yeah, I'd rather him be honest. Like, Mark Caboli was even in here a couple days ago, and he said that I'd rather have the honest person. But nobody asked him to be honest. Nobody asked him, yeah, you know, hey, yeah. And even if he was asked point blank, it's like, you don't necessarily need to say it like that. I wasn't rooting for Kenny at first because I didn't want people to forget about me. Even though I have this podcast that's been running and been popular for about a year now, no, I didn't want Pittsburgh people to forget about me. I didn't want the NFL world to forget about me. Get out of here with that nonsense. You might not have wanted people to forget about you, but Ben Roethlisberger's just got the ability, just has that ability to make sure that nobody can forget about him. Very good at controversy, very good at seeking attention. I talked about it when he was retiring, how he didn't answer any questions, whether he seriously knew or not that he was going to retire, that the Steelers were going to push him out, whichever one it was. The fact that he's like, oh yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't answer these questions. No, when you don't answer the questions, when you don't let people in, they have to keep asking you the questions, and if they keep asking you the questions, you're getting attention. And that satisfies our former quarterback. So it's frustrating to come in here this morning and see that Kenny Pickett had to answer for just what is an awkward situation for him. And I respect Kenny Pickett much more. Not that I had any reasons to not respect him, but much more respect for Kenny Pickett, just hearing how he is responding to these questions and hearing him not kind of swirl into drama and just stay away. For him to respond in a way with great poise, for him to respond in a mature way, for him to just, you know, okay, take it as feedback. Take it as, okay, now I got another fan. Very good. Don't get sucked down the rabbit hole of nonsense that Ben Roethlisberger promotes. I give it to Kenny Pickett. Well done, Kenny Pickett. Good responses. Way to handle it. And if he can handle drama like this throughout the many seasons we anticipate him being the Steelers quarterback, the Steelers are in great hands.